I want to read you an example that describes differences between boys and girls that was observed by one of my students in class. I frequently have my students, as part of the work, go out and observe kids at play and describe the patterns that they notice between boys and girls. I'm going to read you a brief excerpt from a description that was submitted by one young man in one of my classes. His name was Igor Orlovsky, and he worked at something called the Discovery Zone. That's like a public entertainment center for children where you can take your kids and the kids play. So he worked there. And now listen to how he described a pattern that he observed. One Saturday, I decided to organize a conga line. A conga line, by the way, is a kind of a dance set to music. I brought out maracas, tambourines, hats, and other fun toys. The children rummaged through the toys and found one to use in the conga line. The maracas were the first to go, and they were the most problem-causing. The older boys who did not get maracas decided to take them from other children. They used physical strength and intimidation to get what they wanted, maracas. The girls who didn't get maracas but still wanted them used a different tactic to get what they wanted. The girls would find a different toy, usually a tambourine, and would try to explain why their toy was better. They would try to convince the maraca holders to trade their maracas for tambourines. I love this example because it illustrates so beautifully that the boys and the girls are both trying to do the same thing, but they're using different ways of getting that goal. For the girls, talk was the main tool, or you might even say weapon, that they had to get their way. So they used a very complex strategy of negotiation to convince the other girl that she didn't really want the maraca and she should trade it. And this, by the way, is similar to an observation that another student made. This was a student who babysat for a little girl, and the little girl would always want to play mommies and babies, and she would say, you be the baby and I'll be the mommy. And as a sort of experiment for this class assignment, the student in the class decided she would see what reaction the little girl had when she said, no, I don't want to be the baby, I'll be the mommy, and you be the baby. And the little girl was really kind of flummoxed by this. She didn't protest directly. She didn't say, no, no, I want to be the mommy, you be the baby. She said, it's really more fun to be baby. And she tried to convince her babysitter that she should want to be baby. So the little girls in the discovery zone that Igor Orlovsky observed were doing the same thing. They were using a kind of verbal negotiation to get their way. The boys were using physical aggression to get their way. The older boys tried to simply take the maracas away from the younger boys. Now, which one is better? You might say that it's more effective to just grab what you want, but at least when there were adults in the vicinity, that didn't work at all, because Igor says that when he noticed an older boy taking the maraca away from a younger boy, he would make him give it back. When I send my students out to observe kids, they all come back with endless wonderful examples of how they observe these patterns. Just a quick one that comes to mind. One girl went to a Toys R Us store and observed how boys and girls tried to convince their parents to give them toys. And she found that a little girl who wanted a certain kind of Hello Kitty markers told her mother that she wanted to make pretty pictures for her mother, but she didn't have all the colors she needed to make the prettiest picture. And so if her mother gave her Hello Kitty markers or let her buy them, then she could make prettier pictures for her mother. So she tried to come around to a way that this would make her mother more, that would also be good for her mother rather than just for her. A boy who wanted his mother to get him a certain kind of toy told his mother that all the other boys had them, and so he wanted them too. And you can see the competition that's at the heart of that. It's not so much for your good, it's for my good, but it's for my good so that I can be, I won't be one down in the hierarchy of the boys. We can see these very kinds of interactions play out in conversations between adults. And let me move now to an example of a very everyday conversation that causes problems between women and men, and you can and show how you can see the seeds of our ways of negotiating in these rituals that we use and learn as kids.